SBS Audio.
Hi, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, experts say booster vaccines are likely to offer good protection against Omicron. But first, SpaceX has broken its own record for the largest number of rockets sent to space in a single year. The latest Starlink mission saw another batch of satellites sent to low Earth orbit, lifting off from Cape Canaveral in Florida. It's all part of SpaceX's plans to deliver high-speed broadband to more than 99% of the world's population through internet satellites. The latest launch marks the 27th for the private space firm in 2021, beating the 26th it achieved last year. Next, booster vaccines are likely to offer good protection against the Omicron variant, experts behind a major new study have suggested. Researchers found that body's T-cell immune response after a booster shot is such that it may provide protection from hospital admission and death. The study also backed up the UK's decision to offer Pfizer or Moderna as a third jab, as they appear to give the best overall boost response. The trial involved 7 different vaccines. All those tested raised immunity against COVID to some degree. It's the first study of how well COVID booster jabs work. It comes as Germany has announced sweeping new restrictions for people who have not been vaccinated against COVID. Chancellor Angela Merkel says unvaccinated people will be barred from many public places, including non-essential shops and events, unless they have recently recovered from COVID. Now.
So effectively, you know, this Hanantian extinction event basically rebooted life on Earth.
A new study has found that 2 intense spells of volcanic activity may have led to one of the most severe mass extinctions in the history of Earth.
At the end of this period of Earth history, there was an immensely disruptive event where we had 2 intense periods of global cooling, of glaciation, which were associated with falling oxygen levels in the ocean that caused probably one of the most severe mass extinctions in Earth history.
That's Dr. Tom Gernon, Associate Professor at the University of Southampton. He's part of the research team behind the study.
So this particular extinction led to the loss of about 85% of the species that lived in the oceans at this time. So that would have completely reshaped the course of evolution of life on the planet and presumably, you know, opened the door for new species to evolve.
About 85% of ocean species were left extinct by the cooling event 450 million years ago. Next, a design breakthrough could make the development of zinc-ion rather than lithium-ion batteries possible. The hope is they can be used in everything from smartphones to electric cars, making them ultimately safer, cheaper, and more environmentally sustainable. Researchers from Tianjin University in China discovered a way to improve the performance and cost of aqueous zinc-ion batteries, which until now have been prone to fast performance degradation. The high performance and reusability of lithium-ion batteries mean they are the standard power source for most rechargeable electronics. However, issues with cost, safety, and sustainability have led scientists to look for alternatives. Reddit is rolling out new real-time features such as voting, typing indicators, and comment counts. The new tools are apparently aiming to make it feel less like a forum and will allow people to know what other members of its community are doing right at that moment. The changes represent a new way of seeing how Reddit works, as many social networks have moved towards more live coverage, like feeds and rolling video posts. Reddit has until now largely stuck with its more traditional forum format, with posts appearing on static pages that only update once they are refreshed. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, is Microsoft Windows telling people off for downloading Chrome? Why not hit follow in the meantime?
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
This edition of Tech and Science Daily is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
Welcome back. Scientists have used gene editing to create single-sex mice litters with 100% efficiency. The technology could be used to improve animal welfare in scientific research and also agriculture. Scientific research can often require either male or female animals, like laboratory research into reproduction, while in farming, only female animals are required for egg and dairy production, meaning animals of the unrequired sex are often culled after birth. The method demonstrated in the study uses a two-part genetic system to inactivate embryos shortly after fertilization, allowing only the desired sex to develop. Next, plastic pollution is creating new communities of life in our oceans. Coastal species are growing on rubbish hundreds of miles at sea in the North Pacific subtropical gyre, also known as the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. The world has at least five plastic-infested garbage patches. The North Pacific subtropical gyre, between California and Hawaii, holds the most floating plastic, with an estimated 79,000 metric tons of it floating in a region over 610,000 square miles. New commentary from the Smithsonian Environmental Research Center says plastic is creating opportunities for coastal species to greatly expand beyond what was previously thought possible. And finally, is Microsoft telling off people who download Chrome? Windows users are now being sent alerts if they try to download Google Chrome, and they are then being encouraged to switch to Microsoft's own browser, Edge, instead. The prompts include, Microsoft Edge runs on the same technology as Chrome, with the added trust of Microsoft. And that browser is so 2008. Do you know what's new? Microsoft Edge. It's fair to say that Microsoft has never been a fan of Windows users downloading Chrome, but this seems to have taken it to a completely different level. I guess it's your move, Google. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we'll bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. We'll be back on Monday at 1 p.m. See you then.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.